Michelle, what are the most important issues that AAA is going to be taking to lawmakers this year?
AAA will really be monitoring four key things. Of course, distracted driving will continue to be a very hot topic at the Capitol. We expect that there will be bills produced in both legislative chambers that address distracted driving in some way, shape, or fashion. But we anticipate that there will be a measure that would ban texting while driving on a statewide level. Right now, Phoenix and Tucson are the only two cities that have a ban on texting while driving. AAA does support a statewide ban on texting and driving. This session, however, one of our big focuses in regards to distracted driving will be on teen drivers. So what we'll be looking for this session is a complete wireless communication device ban for novice drivers.
You also want to expand the use of ignition interlock systems, which are usually part of the sentencing process for people that have been convicted of DUIs.
Well, you know, we know that ignition interlocks work. We estimate that 50 to 75% of offenders with a suspended license will continue to drive or have more alcohol-impaired crashes than drivers with an ignition interlock. The concern here is that in recent years, there have been bills introduced that would reverse the ignition interlock mandate that Arizona currently has. And so we'll be closely watching and opposing any legislation that aims to revoke this requirement, because we do know that these devices can reduce offenses by a median of 67%.
Michelle, you're looking to also add some teeth to existing laws regarding seatbelts. What does that look like this year?
Right now, Arizona does not have a primary seatbelt law. We are one of 18 states without a primary belt law. So what that means is that if you are not wearing a seatbelt in Arizona, it is a secondary offense. So you would have to be speeding or you would have to be breaking another traffic law that is a primary offense before you receive a citation for not wearing a seatbelt. We know, again, just like ignition interlocks, that seatbelts save lives. They save an average of 13,000 lives every year. And so this session, we will be watching for and supporting primary seatbelt legislation.